take regulation first. The system is a strange blend. There are pockets of laissez-faire attitudes here, thickets of rules there, and lobbying everywhere. It is variously prone to laxity, capture, and incompetence. The Federal Drug Administration allowed opioids to be sold to the masses. The Federal Aviation Administration delegated part of its inspection process to Boeing employees. The Federal Trade Commission has struggled to police Facebook. The fines imposed by some regulators can be small relative to market values of giant firms. Second, litigation may no longer be quite the deterrent it once was. Criminal cases leading to jail terms for top executives are as rare as socialists at Goldman Sachs. And civil law has lost its bite. America has long used class action suits to punish firms and compensate consumers. Tort costs borne by firms are equivalent to about 2% of GDP a year, higher than in other countries. Nonetheless, life has got easier for firms. Arbitration clauses, in which customers and staff forfeit the right to pursue class actions, have become more common. Firms are more likely to extend cases to appeal, which can take up to a decade. One veteran class action lawyer says that financial penalties have shrunk relative to the value of many firms, which in turn have risen as a result of a takeover wave. She complains that for the top 50 firms, the threat of a multi-billion dollar legal settlement doesn't move the needle anymore. The final constraint is competition. It can drive firms to cut corners, but in the long run should act to discipline careless or badly behaved firms, because customers shun them. Kraft and Heinz boomed in the 20th century, thanks in part to a reputation for safety. Japanese car firms forced Detroit to raise its game in the 1980s. And today Netflix trounces the traditional cable TV firms, which love to bamboozle customers. But across the economy, incumbent firms have got more powerful over the past 20 years, making it harder for customers to switch. There is one alternative to Boeing, Airbus, but it lacks spare capacity. Users find it hard to leave Facebook. Pesticides and herbicides, credit checking, drug distribution and drug retailing have grown more concentrated too. Perhaps the rash of crises will prompt corporate soul-searching. If not, public confidence in capitalism may suffer another blow.